You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. Indeed, turn on your radio, go to Grupo Grada app, and you'll hear it. It's The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. It's coming in rather quickly, isn't it, this week? What do we say? We say WTW. Yep, it's the middle of the week. Welcome to Wednesday, boys and girls. Wednesday the 4th of May. And looking at a few things relevant to today's date, the 4th of May, in the world of entertainment. Let's go back to 1920. The Symphony Society of New York presented a concert at the Paris Opera House. It was the first American orchestra to make a European tour. 1953, Ernest Hemingway is awarded the Pulitzer Prize for The Old Man and the Sea, classic reading. And 1954, the first intercollegiate court tennis match was played in the US, and it was between Yale and it was between Princeton as well. And what else do we say? Oh, yes, of course. May the 4th be with you.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
We'll be right back.
Oh, we had to do it, really, didn't we? Of course we did. That's the Star Wars theme. Cantina Band. It's recorded by Miko, taken from the album Star Wars and Other Galactic Funk. And by the way, they got to number one on the Billboard Hot 100 on October the 1st, back in 1977. Holding that position at number one for 2 weeks. Peaked at number seven over in the United Kingdom. So there you go. Oh, may the 4th be with you.
your husband and love your wife. Isn't this world enough? The gas that lets you live your life. Isn't this world enough? All those living in splendor and in sunshine. Isn't this world enough? Those who seek calm going under the knife. Isn't this world enough? Isn't this world enough? Isn't this world enough? Those who seek calm from under the knife. Isn't this world enough? Searching for answers in clouds and under rocks. Isn't this world enough? You starch your collar and pull on Sunday socks. Isn't this world enough? You're seeking tips of the cap from your Superman. But isn't this world enough? You've just gone blind, you're a human stop clock. Isn't this world enough? Isn't this world enough? Isn't this world enough? You've just gone blind, you're a human stop clock. Isn't this world enough? While you're aboard, there'll be no deposit back from a cosmic landlord. You don't need to hang your hat on belief in bumper stickers. There'll be no love lost, just pull on that ripcord. Isn't this world enough? This world enough? This world, so isn't this world enough? Isn't this world enough? There'll be no love lost, just pull on that ripcord. Isn't this world enough? Isn't this world enough? Isn't this world enough? From your first exhale to your very last breath. Isn't this world?
There we go, that is Admiral Fallow there, and isn't this world enough? Quite apt, really. I think it's more than enough at the moment, don't you? Before that, it was Billy Joel and A Matter of Trust, and that has brought us to, well, we're coming down to 15 and a half minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock on this Wednesday morning. So what do we do? We do this. We put you in the shower. And I tell you what, in the shower this morning, we got a little bit of Amy Grant. And Baby Baby. Busy little morning this morning, I'll tell you more about that in a little while.
Baby, baby, I'm taking this in motion.
ago in the shower with you this morning, Amy Grant and Baby, Baby. And, well, I think it's just about time to get you, there we go, out of the shower, on your way to wherever it is you're going on this Wednesday morning. Yes, it is Wednesday morning. It's all come round rather quickly, hasn't it? But what do we say? WTW, welcome to Wednesday. Baby, Baby by Amy Grant, by the way, 1991 was when that was released by her. It was the first single off of her eighth studio album, which was called Heart in Motion. Written by Keith Thomas and Amy Grant, and it was released in January of 1991. I think she was on the A&M Records, if I remember rightly, at the time, on the label. And it topped the Billboard Hot 100 chart for two consecutive weeks in April of 1991, becoming the first in a string of hits from Heart in Motion. And at the 34th Annual Grammy Awards in 1992, the song received three Grammy Award nominations, including Song of the Year. We're just after a few seconds after, 20 minutes after the hour of, well, after the hour of 6 o'clock, of course.
No more
me, knowing you from ABBA. Tell you what, 24 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock, what we got lined up for you on this Wednesday? Well, it is Wednesday, and that means, of course, we do talk with Andreas. We normally talk about movies, but he did say yesterday that he hadn't seen any. So I'm sure we'll find something to talk about. Taking a rummage around Netflix. I've been watching a few things on Netflix. So we'll take a look and see what's on there. And also in the last hour today, you've heard of Bob, haven't you? Remember Bob? Yes, he used to lie across the, the Mateus River and collect all the rubbish. Well, now we've got his friend Billy. We're going to be talking to Diego Ferrero in the last hour today about Billy, which is a truck that goes around and picks up all your items for recycling.
They decorated all the generals who fought the war behind the lines. They had forgotten all the soldiers. The bandit puts them way behind the time.
If you listen, that song's some quite apt lyrics in that one. Asia and Wildest Dreams. And if you are keeping an eye on the time, we are 29 minutes right now. That is after the hour of 6 o'clock.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. A Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imuenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block! They've got your back.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales. @AlóricaPanamá.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And we're going to take a look at some of the local news that we're going to be looking at in more detail a little bit later on this morning at 8 and 9 o'clock. The epidemiological report of Tuesday, the 3rd of May, reports 652 new cases of COVID-19 and 3 deaths. Now, with these figures, 8,188 deaths now are registered since the first case was reported in the country in 2020. The lethality percentage is 1.1. The ministry also indicated in the last 24 hours 4,545 tests were applied and a positivity of 14.3% returned. There are a total of 6,483 active cases now in the country. Of these, 6,365 are in home isolation. 118 patients are confined in the hospitals. Of these, 106 are confined to the wards and 12 in the intensive care units. Now, the increase in cases of COVID-19 in the country in recent weeks could be related to an exaggerated relaxation of citizens in maintaining biosafety standards, said Israel Cedeno, Metropolitan Director of Health of the Ministry of Health. He added that this rebound in cases in the metropolitan area occurs in the district of San Francisco. Officials said that in San Francisco, since March of 2020, when the first cases of the new coronavirus were reported, it is one that starts when there is a spike in the cases. Well, however, this peculiarity of San Francisco has also been observed in 2021 in the districts of Bella Vista and Betania. And there's more information on that, of course, a little bit later on. And for the second time in a month and a half, the public ministry requests that a provisional dismissal be issued in the favour of the communicator Mauricio Valenzuela. This is considering that there are no elements to accuse him of the crime of psychological personal injury, as the ruling deputy Zulay Rodriguez claimed. In the folder in the analysis, it says the concerns are that there are no elements of conviction that prove the existence of threats, intimidation, blackmail, persecution or harassment against a woman or forces her to do or stop doing, tolerate exploitation, threats, demands of obedience, submission, humiliation, among other behaviours, says the prosecutor. In other words, basically, there's no case to answer. An appeals court confirmed that the prison sentence for the two people who were found guilty of aggravated homicide, femicide, aggravated robbery and deprivation of liberty of 7 young people in the province of Colón. The public ministry reported on Tuesday that the prosecutor's office of Colón and Gunayala managed to confirm the conviction for this event that occurred on July the 17th of 2020 in the Espinar sector. On December the 29th of last year, an oral trial sentenced Reynaldo Cuadra McBean to 50 years in prison and Jean Carlos Hernandez to 36 years in prison for this case. After several months of investigations, a homicide and femicide prosecutor at the Public Ministry of Chiriquí, Hernán de Jesús Mora, reported the arrest of a citizen for his alleged involvement in the disappearance of three women in this province of Chiriquí. There are situations that powerfully draw our attention and that they are binding in all three cases. One of the victims lived in El Cabrero in David, another in Paja de Sombrero in the district of Gualaca, and another in Veladero in Tolé, said Prosecutor Mora. And the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Panama, Erika Muñez, during her participation on Tuesday in the first working group of Central America, Caribbean, plus the European Union, discussing the challenges faced by the countries of the said region. Well, as Central Americans and Caribbeans, we not only want to be heard, we also want the challenges that we are facing to be addressed, Muñoz said, in the presence of the representatives from 22 countries and the European Union's High Representative for Foreign Affairs, Josep Borrell. By the way, the High Representative of the EU said that he is interested in strengthening bilateral ties and advancing the relations of the European Union with Central America and the Caribbean. Borrell, for his part, recalled that this summit is taking place in the midst of a difficult geopolitical context. And being here with you today is an opportunity for me, which I want to use, to thank and to, first of all, point out the clear position that Latin America as a whole, and in particular Central America and the Caribbean, have had in condemning the Russian aggression against Ukraine, he said. And apart from that last item, today is about all about the speeding violations and everything else that they've been busy racking up. What it says is quite amazing. The number says speeding violations were the most recorded by the Traffic Operations Directorate of the National Assembly. It says something here. Was it how many days? Yeah, 50,269 traffic violations were recorded. A lot of those were, of course, for speeding. They're all in a hurry, aren't we? You're listening to The Breakfast Show, where the time is 23 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock.
Why do I feel this way? Promise that you'll be
could all do with one of those, couldn't we? A new day. There we go. That's Paula Abdul here on this morning's breakfast show.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here. Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. It doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
Like the legend of the Phoenix, all ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? Force from the beginning.
Easy karaoke song. Get lucky. Comes from Daft Punk. Now, I'm sure you all know the album from Ed Sheeran called Equal, and one of the tracks on there, in fact, if I remember right, it's the ninth track on his album, and it's called Two Step. Well, he's had quite a few remixes made of this one, and but he's just made another remix. It was just released on the 2nd of May, so that was 2 days ago, And it's a version of the song featuring the Ukrainian pop rock band Antitila. And it's the first of nine global remixes of the song, which is planned with this particular song. But this is the one that he's made, as I mentioned, with the Ukrainian group. And the group themselves actually sort of recorded it, their parts, while they were on the front line.
I had a bad week, spent the evening pretending it wasn't that deep. You could see in my eyes that it was taking over. I guess I was just blind and caught up in the moment. You know you take all of my stress right down. Help me get it off my chest and out into the ether with the rest of this mess that just keeps us depressed. We forget that we're here right now, cause we're living life at a different pace, stuck in a constant race. Keep the pressure on, you're bound to break. Something's got to change. We should just be cancelling all our plans and not give a damn if we're missing out on what the people think is right. Seeing through a picture behind a screen and forget to be, lose the conversation for the message that you'll never read. I think maybe you and me, oh, we should head out to the place where the music plays, and then we'll go all night just stepping with a woman I love. Trouble's gonna knock them when I'm in your eyes. Electrified, we'll keep turning up and go all night. And we had dips and falls in our time, but we know what it means to be low then up, alone then love. And all we need is us to go all night, night, just stepping with a woman I love. Night, yeah, all we need is us.
Наш сон, у дві валізи, все минуле, далі go-go. Ти за кермом невідомий, всі нерви в кулак, ой, нерви. Мене так, я залишаюся вдихати дим. Останні запахи Діор із ним. Я пам'ятаю, ти хотіла в Рим. Все йде до того, що спочатку на Крим. Свій біж замутим, ніхто не вийде із води сухим. Не застав напряжний ранок, як серіал, драма місяцями. Герої ми тут, і ми тут шоураннер. Горить уже, скільки ще ракет. Мила обіцяю, коли все мине. Я танцюватиму з собою соу-слоу і цілуватиму до мене любов. Знов і знов, чекай мене, коли все це мине. Я паду з собою в цей флоу, зацілую туди, де любов. Знов і знов, чекай мене, коли все це ми. Night, night, just stepping with a woman I love. Night, yeah, all we need is us to go all night. Night, night, just stepping with a woman I love. Night, yeah, all we need is us to go all night.
There we go, that's it. Two Step, and that version is featuring Antitila, the band out of Ukraine, all working. All those guys are out on the front line there fighting the Russian aggression. And by the way, of that particular song, Ed Sheeran said that he wrote the song from his lowest point of confidence, telling Dev, this is the newspaper, every song I did, I would send in and just got a lukewarm reaction. I went into the studio and just wrote about being really low on confidence, and I think that's probably one of my favourite songs on the album. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 10 minutes right now. That's away from the hour of 7 o'clock. Top of the hour, we're going to take a look at... we'll take a look at some of the international news headlines this morning. I just said, he has been cheering me up. Starting to feel depressed.
Crazy, got
do like that track. It's called Hiatian Divorce by Steely Dan. Came off of an album that they brought out called Royal Scam. And I like that sort of sound that you get on that one. It's sort of, they call it the talk box guitar, if I think it is. That was played by Dean Parks. And, right, that has brought us to, I tell you what, just keeping an eye on time, let's see how long we got. We've got a few minutes to go to the top of the hour, so we're going to play this one. This comes from Kim Wilde. Love Blonde.
Listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Valley Motors.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alóricapanamá.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
Absolutely. Great to be with you this morning. We're a minute and a half after the hour of 7 o'clock. If you've just joined us, a very good morning to you. We are saying it already this week, aren't we? WTW. Welcome to Wednesday. It's a quick week. Right, international news. The armed forces of Belarus began sudden large-scale drills on Wednesday to test their combat readiness, the Defense Ministry of Ukraine's neighbor said. Well, Belarus is a close ally of Russia, which invaded Ukraine in late February, immediately after holding joint drills with Minsk, which had allowed it to move more forces closer to the Ukrainian border. Russian calls its actions in Ukraine a special military operation. It is planned that the combat readiness tests will involve the movement of significant numbers of military vehicles, which can slow down traffic on public roads, the Belarusian ministry said in a statement. The European Union's chief executive on Wednesday proposed a phased oil embargo on Russia, sanctions on its top bank, and a ban on Russian broadcasters from European airwaves in its toughest measures yet to punish Moscow for its war in Ukraine. The EU's sixth round of sanctions, if agreed by member states, would be a watershed for the world's largest trading bloc, which is dependent on Russian oil and gas and must find alternative supplies just as energy prices are spiking. And Russian President Vladimir Putin put the West on notice on Tuesday that he could terminate exports and deals, the Kremlin's toughest response yet to the sanctions burden imposed by the United States and allies over the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Putin, Russia's paramount leader since 1999, signed a broad decree on Tuesday which forbade the export of products and raw materials to people and entities on a sanctions list that he instructed the government to draw up within 10 days. And also, Russian President Vladimir Putin discussed the situation in Ukraine with his French counterpart, Emmanuel Macron, in a telephone conversation on Tuesday and urged the West to put pressure on Kiev to halt atrocities, Russian news agencies said. Putin told Macron that the West could help end war crimes and massive shelling of towns and settlements in Donbass, leading to civilian casualties. Well, Russia denies alleged war crimes by its own forces in Ukraine and has blamed the deaths of civilians on what it calls nationalists and neo-Nazis, a claim dismissed by Kiev and the West. The Chinese capital Beijing shut dozens of metro stations and bus routes on Wednesday in its campaign to stop the spread of COVID-19 and avoid the fate of Shanghai, where millions of residents have been under strict lockdown now for more than a month. China's uncompromising battle against the coronavirus, which is believed to have emerged in Wuhan City in late 2019, is undermining its growth and hurting the international companies invested there, according to the latest forecast and data. And last but not least, you see, there are more serious things happening in the world. US comedian Dave Chappelle was tackled on stage during his show at the Hollywood Bowl in Los Angeles on Tuesday night, according to multiple US media outlets, citing witnesses at the, quote, Netflix is a joke festival and videos. Footage circulating on social media showed a man charging onto the stage and tackling Chappelle as he was performing. The comedian was immediately dragged off by security, the videos showed. Apparently somebody, I think it was The Rock, came back on stage with him a bit later on, said about the guy running up on the stage. Was that Will Smith? Anyway. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're just making our way to 6 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock.
Bad bitch o'clock, yeah, it's 6:30. I've been through a lot, but I'm still flirty. Is everybody back up in the building? It's been a minute, tell me how you're feeling. Cause I'm about to get into my feelings. How you feeling? How you feel right now? Man or woman to pump me up. Feeling fussy, walking in my Balenciennes, trying to bring out the fabulous. Cause I give a fuck, way too much. I'ma need like 2 shots in my cup. Wanna get up, wanna get down. That's how I feel right now.
Yeah.
Well, there we go. Apparently, they don't need permission to dance. And that was BTS there. And that has brought us time-wise to 12 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. The one before that, that was the new one from Lizzo. And I've got it. Where did I put it? Oh, come on, anyway. It's a new one. All the kids will know what it is. It's just I moved it to another slot. Right, let's say good morning to Mary Lou. Says WTW, good morning everybody. Midweek already. Oh, so nice. You asked if we could play a record for you. You asked if we could play Mama, He's Crazy from the Judds. And Mary Lou gives a little bit more information here. Says Naomi Judd was an American singer, songwriter and actress. In 1983, she and her daughter Winona formed the duo known as the Judds, which became a very successful act in country music, winning 5 Grammy Awards and 9 Country Music Association Awards. She sadly committed suicide last weekend, just 1 day before the ceremony of induction to the Hall of Fame of Country Music. Gosh, that is terrible. Mary Lou says, so sad, she was having mental problems. Well, I'm not being facetious, but I think right now, after what's going on, what's been going on for the last few years with COVID and what's going on in the world right now, and what with inflation and everything else, I think a lot of people are going to be suffering from mental issues. Of course, it's one thing that I'm always sort of talking about here on The Breakfast Show is that, you know, mental illnesses are terrible because apart from anything else, very few people, you can't tell. If you have a physical injury or a physical disease, you can tell. But when it comes to mental issues, it is so difficult. Anyway, here's your request, Mary Lou. Don't get too depressing, do we? The Judds and Mama, He's Crazy.
Mama, I found someone like you said would come along. He's a sight so unlike any man I've known. I was afraid to let him in, 'cause I'm not the trusting kind. But now I'm convinced that he's heaven sent and must be out of his mind. Mama, he's crazy. Better look before you leave. Maybe so, but here I go, letting my heart lead me.
weeks I hold the moon and stars. I think he's a living dream. Well, there are many, but ones like him are few and far between. Mama, he's crazy.
Breakfast show time is just after 17 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. Let's take a look at the weather, shall we, for this Wednesday morning. And starting off over there in Colón, in the Costa Arriba area. And we're looking at temperature-wise, 29 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature today, with 24 being the minimum. Thermal sensation is not too bad at 34 degrees centigrade. Relative humidity at 81%. Now, during the course of the morning, a chance of isolated showers. In the afternoon, a few showers. And tonight, we're back to isolated showers again. And let's move over to West Panama on the side of the isthmus, 31 degrees Celsius. The maximum temperature today, with 23 being the minimum, 37 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, and relative humidity at 79%. Those isolated showers are applicable to West Panama this morning. Chance of stormy rain, though, during the course of the afternoon. And tonight, a few showers. Here in the metropolitan area, let's see if we're in for anything better. Partially cloudy, looking out the studio window, I can vouch for that right now. And we've got 32 degrees Celsius, likely to be our maximum temperature during the course of today, with 24 degrees being the minimum. When you add that all together with thermals, with the relative humidity at 75%, we get a thermal sensation of 37 degrees Celsius. Partially cloudy, as I said this morning, this afternoon stormy rains. And tonight, some isolated showers. Moving out into the Gulf of Panama, we've got 29 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 25 being the minimum. 35 degrees will be the thermal sensation, and 85% the relative humidity. So there we are. Let's take a look and see what we've got maritime condition-wise. And we're going to start off looking at the tides with the Pacific. Pacific today, we've got two high and one low. We've got a high tide that was at 6.05 this morning. That was 4.42 metres. Low tide will be a fraction after midday at 12.03, and that'll be 0.58 of a metre. And the last high tide will be at 6.11 tonight, and that'll be 4.51 metres. On the Caribbean, we got even less. We've got one up and one down. We got high tide, and that was at 2.56 this morning, just before 3 o'clock, and that was 0.3 of a metre. Then we've got low tide, that's going to be at 11.26 this morning, and that'll be minus 0.12 of a metre. After that, absolutely nothing. Nothing happening. So we've only got, we've got the high tide is 1 foot, and then the low tide is minus 4 inches, and that's it. That's your movement for today. On the Caribbean. Right, let's move on and see what the conditions are if you're going to go on the water, the sea conditions. Starting off on the Caribbean side, good conditions this morning. No advisory for you. Light winds 5 to 15 kilometres an hour coming from the northeast. Waves at 3 feet. In the afternoon, good conditions will continue. We've got 5 to 20 kilometre an hour winds coming from the northwest, so picking up very slightly, waves at 3 feet. So there we go. Now, let's take a look at the Pacific. We've got good conditions for you this morning. Again, light winds 5 to 15 kilometres an hour coming from the northwest this morning. Waves, well, they're just going to be at 1 foot. Now, in the afternoon on the Pacific, we do have a small craft advisory for you. Winds have picked up a little bit, 10 to 25 kilometres an hour coming from the south. Waves have increased a bit as well, up to 3 feet. Not too bad, but they do give you that advisory, and if they say small craft advisory, then small craft advisory it is.
Baby, I love you.
I tell you what, a couple of really good covers there. We started off with Jimmy Barnes and Signed, Sealed, Delivered, I'm Yours. And this is a version of Baby I Love You, and it comes from Andy Kim. And very good they are too. By the way, I don't know if you knew this. Why don't you pop along and visit the new Zona de Descuento. This is for cars and real estate on Encuentro 24. And you can find up to 70% of discounts in cars, apartments and houses. The best deals are there in Encuentro 24. And by the way, did you know every 6 minutes somebody buys a car in Encuentro 24 and you've got more than 5,000 cars to pick from? That's just here in Panama. Do it quickly because they go fast. Every 6 minutes in Encuentro 24. If you publish it, well, guess what? They'll buy it. You are listening to The Breakfast Show. We are at 89.3. That is Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use a drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
And that is where you are, and if you've just joined us this morning, it's nice to have you with us. We are just, well, we are 29 and a half minutes after the hour of 7, making our way up to 8 o'clock. Some of the international business news this morning, global stocks were a little changed on Wednesday as investors kept their powder dry ahead of an expected interest rate hike by the US Federal Reserve, whose accompanying statement will help determine next moves in financial markets. The MSCI Global Stocks Index was down 0.1%, while the stocks index of European companies eased 0.4%. The 10-year US Treasury yield was just below the closely watched 3% level, while oil prices bounced as the European Union proposed more sanctions on Russia in response to its invasion of Ukraine, including an oil embargo to be phased in by year-end. Markets expect the Fed to raise rates by half a percentage point at 1800 GMT, the most in a single day since 2000, to curb inflation and to detail plans to reduce its $8.9 trillion balance sheet. The US Central Bank raised its policy interest rate by 25 basis points in March. The Russian ruble jumped on Wednesday to around a two-year high against both the dollar and the euro, retaining the support of hefty capital controls as the European Union proposed a new package of sanctions against Russia over the events in Ukraine. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen proposed a phased oil embargo on Russia, as well as sanctioning its top bank and banning its broadcasters from European airwaves in a bid to deepen Moscow's isolation. Oil prices jumped on Wednesday as the European Union, this is of course the world's largest trading bloc, spelled out plans to phase out imports of Russian oil, offsetting demand worries in top importer China. Brent crude futures rose $2.94, or 2.8%, to $107.91 a barrel. This was by 7.46 GMT. amid thin trading volumes with China and Japan closed for holidays. West Texas Intermediate Crude, WTI, at rose $3.02, or 3%, to $105.43 a barrel. OPEC Plus sees a surplus of 1.9 million barrels per day in 2022, 600,000 barrels per day higher from a previous forecast, amid expectations of slower demand growth this year, a report seen by Reuters showed on Wednesday. The report prepared ahead of a meeting of the OPEC Plus Joint Technical Committee meeting scheduled for Wednesday also sees the OECD oil stocks slightly exceeding the 2015-2019 average in the fourth quarter. Coca-Cola's estimated $3 billion initial public offering for its African bottling unit will likely take place in the third quarter. This was after market turmoil linked to the war in Ukraine upset plans to list earlier, according to three sources on Tuesday. The flotation of Coca-Cola Beverages Africa would be the biggest on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange since at least 2016, and a major boost for the flagging index. Private equity firm KKR and Company Inc. said on Tuesday that its first quarter distributable earnings rose 47% year-on-year, thanks to a surge in asset sales and a rise in revenue from fees that it charges investors to manage their money. KKR's earnings jump came despite financial markets plummeting in February in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine and escalating concerns over soaring inflation. KKR had agreed to some of the asset sales in previous quarters and booked the profits when the deals closed in the first quarter. And the United States is moving towards imposing sanctions on Chinese video surveillance company. This is Hikvision, the Financial Times reported on Wednesday, citing four people familiar with the talks. The Biden administration is considering placing human rights-related sanctions on the Chinese company, according to the report. The sanctions, if enforced, could have dire consequences for the maker of surveillance equipment, which was earlier added to a list of companies threatening U.S. national security. Washington has already begun briefing allies, giving that Hikvision has customers in more than 180 countries, two of the sources told the Financial Times. And lastly, Elon Musk said on Tuesday, Twitter Inc. might charge a slight fee for commercial and government users, part of the billionaire entrepreneur's push to grow revenue, which has lagged behind larger rivals like Meta Platforms Inc.'s Facebook. And Twitter will always be free for casual users, but maybe a slight cost for commercial government users, Musk said in a tweet. Some revenue is better than none, he added in another tweet. And that's it. There we go. Tweeted away. That's it. That's some of the things in the international news on this Wednesday morning. If you are still keeping an eye on the time, why not? 25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. There we go, Yola, and Dancing Away in Tears. And before that, yes, you got it, Joy Crooks. If anybody's going to cheer me up, it's Joy Crooks. Depression Day today. I tell you, couldn't you sleep? Hello?
Good morning. I heard you depressed, and I came running, brother. I came
right. So, no, it's fine, because we can have you out of here by 8.
No. That means I'm going to stay here forever.
No, I am depressed.
I came running.
You came running, and you told me you sat in your car for...
I did. I came so early, I felt bad, and I was like, let me stay in my car for a little bit.
How far do you have to travel?
I live by Parque Lefebvre.
Okay.
Over there by behind Parque Omar.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that street
is
crazy,
yeah.
And so I came out a little early today, and it worked, I guess.
Okay, and we're going to be talking about the movies today, aren't we?
We are not.
No, because you haven't seen anything, have
there's
you?
There's nothing to watch.
Oh, you're telling me there's nothing to watch
at the
movies?
At the movie theaters, no. For some reason, they have, like, really weird scheduling in where they premiere 3 great movies, and then they're like...
Nothing.
2 weekends with...
Nothing.
Garbage.
Couldn't they show Netflix films?
I guess so. We're talking about Netflix stuff today.
Yeah, needless, there you go. Andreas, he's going to be with us in the next hour. We're going to be talking about all things Netflix. And also, don't forget, joining me in the last hour today, I got Diego Fierro. We had, remember, Bob. Yes, Bob was the little thing that sort of went across, was it, I think, the Matthias River, collecting all the rubbish. And then it was got rid of because the people in Costa del Este don't like rubbish. They would rather it go out to sea. So, there we go. But we're not going to be talking about Bob. We're going to be talking about Billy. Yep, Billy the Truck. Billy the Truck is going to be travelling around town, picking up everybody's rubbish. You can recycle it. So we're going to be talking with Diego about that in the last hour of this morning's programme. Plenty of music, though, going right through till 10 o'clock this morning as well. Time right now, keeping an eye on the time, 15 and a half minutes. Exactly before the hour of 8 o'clock, local news at the top of the hour.
Ain't enough to say that I think of you. Words can never do the things that I need them to. Dream is just a dream, and I don't wanna sleep.
There we go. That is the Purple Disco Machine, and that is called In the Dark, and it's together with Sophie and the Giants. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're 8 minutes away from the top of the hour, 8 o'clock, and I was just we were just chatting. In actual fact, I'm seeing us here, as my mother will get my money's worth. We were just chatting about this comedian. I mentioned it earlier on this morning when we looked at some of the international news. Who got attacked on stage.
Yeah, Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
You just told me, and I read about it a little bit. And it happened during his brand new Netflix special that he's filming right now at the Hollywood Bowl.
It was being filmed for Netflix, was
it? Yes, it was filmed for Netflix.
Okay. I was wondering, because it was called Netflix as a Joke or something.
Yeah, because he has a huge contract with Netflix. And a lot of celebrities involved or on the scene, mm-hmm. including... your man, Chris Rock.
Yeah, because it just mentioned when I was reading about Rock came on. I didn't know which one, because the one I know is the big burly guy.
Not that guy. No, the guy who got slapped by Will Smith.
And they say he walked on and said, was that Will Smith?
Correct. Amazing joke, though.
It was supposed to be, see, perhaps it was planned. No.
Jamie Foxx came on afterwards, and he said he thought it was a joke. And he was like, nope, it was real.
See, well, at least nobody knows where I am, so I don't get attacked very often.
I honestly try to tell people your address so they can attack you, and nobody listens.
No, you're absolutely right. Right, I tell you what, I'm just looking here. I'm going to play this one, because this is one of my favorite tracks at the moment. OKOTB. Well, there used to be NKOTB, New Kids on the Block, but they brought out a record, because that was sort of, 80s New Kids on the Block, weren't they?
Yeah, late 80s.
Yeah, late 80s, yeah, so that's a long time ago. You know, that's 40-odd years ago. It seems like yesterday.
Hey, man, they're still singing. They're still touring.
Well, they're OKOTB, Old Kids on the Block now.
That's dumb.
And what I do like about it is it's almost a P-take. When you look at the video, it's sort of, they're older, a lot older now, and they're doing it in the sort of same way they did it then.
I think they're going about it the right way.
And they brought in Rick Astley is on the track.
You're a big fan.
I am a big fan of Rick Astley. He's sort of survived everything, is our Rick.
He's eternal.
You know, he is. Was it Rick Rolling? Do you remember that?
How old is Rick Astley at this point?
I don't know. I'll have to have a look. He's probably younger than me.
So, 35?
A lot of people. Yeah, about 35. is that making up for you coming in
yeah,
early?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I feel bad.
Here is New Kids on the Block, together with En Vogue, together with Salt and Pepper, together with Rick Astley, and Bring Back the Time.
Place where we would hide, count the stars.
There we go. That's the one. New Kids on the Block and Bring Back the Time.
Play it again.
What? No, I'm not going to play it again. I keep playing it every day, for heaven's sake. Honestly, you know, the people are so rude. I mean, I've just played their song, and they said play it again.
Who said that?
They did. NKOTB.
Oh, okay. I don't have my headphones on.
No, because you're relaxed. I mean, I'm working. You come in here and you watch me work.
I just have my coffee, watch you work, make some off comments, and talk about your age.
Thank you. If I wasn't depressed enough today already. Is there no end to it all, I ask myself. We're going to be chatting with Andreas, of course, anyway, in the next hour of this morning's program. Don't forget, we're going to be talking about Billy the truck, who goes around and picks up your recycling waste. We're going to be talking about that with Diego Ferro in the last hour of this morning's program. But as for now, let's push the button here and see.
Escucha the news. Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alórica. Panamá.
Whoa! Valet Motors, best car service around Panama. What's that them? At 6431-0419. Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Shadow.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Welcome to your night. Favorite drink on ice. We can watch the sun go down on the city lights. Talk about our life. People we don't like. Nobody can judge our past. We'll be alright. Just the two of us. Baby, that's enough. Every time I look at you, girl, I feel a rush. Life can never be tough if we stay stuck. If we stay together till forever and a day, love. I know we're way up. Even if the sky falls today, I know we won't break up. Cause I know that nothing they say will ever change us. You'll always blow them away. No, you don't care what they say. Cause you know you're beautiful. City is the life, but nothing can compare to the moments here inside. Looking in your eyes, incredible sight. I just wanna capture it all. I know we're way up, even if the sky falls today. I know we won't break up, cause I know that nothing they say will ever change us. You'll always blow them away. No, you don't care what they say, cause you know you're beautiful. Nothing they say will ever change us. You'll always blow them away. No, you don't care what they say, cause you know you're beautiful. Hey.
Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Well, it may the 4th be with you. We like that Star Wars anthology. Yes, may the 4th be with you. May the 4th. Okay, if you don't, never mind. I'm not going to help you. It is beautiful day. Oh, look at that sun popping up. Yes, over a skyline. Beautiful skyline. Lots of beautiful skyline today. I like looking out over there and just seeing what a beautiful, you know, many countries, many cities, many large areas where people congregate in populations. You have these great skylines. And I have to say, Panama has got an exceptional skyline. I mean, some countries like, well, the United States, they have some laws depending on what, where they are and what country, etc. And then you'd have to follow those rules. But for architecture, but here we have just gone hog wild. I see all kinds of fun things. Lots of green. Man, the rain sure has helped a lot. We got hit hammered pretty hard over the holiday weekend, and I'm hoping everybody had a nice holiday weekend. We got hammered very hard in a lot of rain, and all of a sudden where there was no grass, there is a lot of grass. So I got a lot of things to do, getting that yard cleaned up, getting those mangoes picked up. I gotta say, those avocados are getting really, really close to picking time. They look so good. They're so big hanging from the tree. My mouth is just watering thinking about having me an avocado and toast sandwich. Yum. Yum, yum. It's looking mighty fine out here. See a lot of birds making their commute. Yes, I'm back in the city trying to finish this apartment and get it rented. It's nothing better than working and getting your hands dirty and getting your back all achy and sore and having to take a muscle relaxer because you did too much last night. Well, I'm going to settle down here to a nice cup of coffee, look at some emails, and then hit the road running so I can get this place done. All right, you guys be safe out there. Oh, there's a jacaranda. Oh, it's so beautiful. Look at that purple. Oh, my goodness, what beautiful trees we have here in Panama City. All right, you guys be careful out there, and back to you in the studio.
Big thank you this morning to Ingrid for her little chat this morning about Skylar's. And that is Acoustic Alchemy, by the way. The reason I'm playing that is because it's called London Skyline. So really, unless you know, you wouldn't have known anyway. What did you just call that music?
A bad song.
No, it's not a bad song. It's nice. But you called it a...
What elevator type? Music.
No, it wasn't that. It was something...
No, elevator
began
music.
Began with an A.
I never said anything else. good morning, sir.
Yes, well, yes, it was. What do you mean, good morning? You've been here now.
Yeah, I've been here for like an hour.
Yeah, Jesus. It's.
I need to
get a life.
Pretty much. No, you know what? The traffic is so
unpredictable.
Unpredictable. You
there
guys,
we go. Yeah, it's
rather,
a long word.
I'd rather be early than late.
Why?
You rather I be late, but I'd rather be early.
And then, good morning, yes.
Here we go.
Hello. Good morning.
Yeah. See what we have to put up with.
No, good times.
Eh?
I cheered you up. You've laughed a couple times.
I've asked Yasmin to come in a conversation because you haven't been to see a movie.
I haven't, no. There's nothing to watch.
And we know that Yasmin is invited to all the movies. Well, so what did you see, Yas?
Not this week.
There you go. Surprise, Papa. Boom. Andres for the win.
It looks like I'm on my own this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing to watch. Like, as I said at the beginning when I came in, there's... The movie scheduling is ridiculous. I don't understand why there's so many movies out there that they can actually premiere, and for some reason, the studios don't want to release the movies. Leaving open weekends like that is surprising to me at the best. I don't know. It's weird. Especially if you're a smaller movie,
mm-hmm.
and you know this week there's a huge premiere of a Disney superhero movie,
mm-hmm.
take advantage and... Put your movie in a weekend where there's nothing, so you can get some eyeballs. And but no,
mm.
it's just.
But that's down to the studios, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not. Mm. It's not up to the movie theaters. It's up to the studios deciding when to release movies in Latin America. I have no idea.
I mean, this is an interesting point. I mean, people like Cinemark and Cineopolis or whatever. Who owns them? Are they part of a movie? You know, one of the movie production companies?
No,
are they
no,
independent?
No. They're completely independent, but the movie studios do at least set the release dates. Like the actual movie theater, I think, has leeway on how long a movie stays in the theater.
Or 2 days.
Sometimes, yeah.
See, I know. Trust me.
If you're buying rights to a movie, and you see that during an opening weekend, 3 people came to watch this movie, you don't want it there anymore because you're paying for something nobody's watching. So the movie theaters are like, screw this, I don't want this movie. But if a huge movie comes along and you see that movie theater is packed and packed and packed and packed, you're going to keep that on because remember how it works. At the beginning of the showing, most of the money goes to the studio. But later, as time goes by, the percentages go for the movie theaters.
The things here in Panama, they're their own worst enemies because you've got so many cinemas now. I remember when we used to go to the Alhambra on Via España, just off Via España there, and there were only a few cinemas. Now, every single shopping mall has got cinemas, and they're just everywhere.
But remember, it doesn't matter because it's the same company. It's only 2 companies.
Okay, so...
So, whatever, why, like, if so you go to...
No, but hang on. If I'm a company and I've got all these movie theaters in Madrid, and I'm getting, okay, that one is a quarter of a full, well, that's fine. We've got, you know, 100 or 80 people in there. Oh, and that one's doing fine as well. That's got 50 people in that one. And then, well, my attitude as a businessman is, well, I don't need to have running 3 cinemas just to have one full cinema.
You got to be careful with that because you don't know if it's getting people because of the location. Because maybe you don't want to travel 30 minutes to go to the movie theater.
Why not?
Because maybe you don't. Maybe you're the kind of person who doesn't want to do that. Maybe you just...
So now, well...
You're looking for places nearby, for a movie theater nearby.
Well, we didn't have any problem before when there were only 2 or 3.
Well, because before there wasn't this amount of traffic.
But, I mean, how much did it cost? Firstly, you got to pay the rent.
They came up, by the way. The movie tickets finally came up.
Came up where?
On price-wise.
It went up on price?
It went up, yeah. For the first time, and I don't know how long.
I don't know, because I go Hubi Lotto price, which is very cheap.
Still, that went up as well, my friend.
It was the sniggering. What were you laughing at, Yasmin?
She was laughing because...
She was laughing because I said I got the Hubi Lotto price. I'm not silly.
Well.
You know, I don't use it in restaurants very much.
You don't?
No.
Why not?
Well, because I just don't think it's particularly fair on the restaurants. Because as far as I know...
Oh, really? You're not going to the restaurants because it's not fair
to
the restaurants?
No, I do go to the restaurants. What I'm saying is I don't claim my Hubi Lotto discount.
Really?
No.
Wow, you're I got to be honest. You are in...
A minority.
Yeah, on that one, yeah.
I am. But the thing is, if I go to a restaurant, it's an expensive one, I will do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, take advantage of that.
You know, absolutely. Yeah. No, but normally day to day, I don't use it because, you know, as far as I can see, the restaurants don't really get compensated for it.
I gotta be honest, the prices on restaurants right now, I think you should ask for the Hubi
Lotto. I do.
Like prices went up like 10 to 20% everywhere.
Mm.
It's really bad.
Mm.
By the way, movies, TV. Let's talk a little bit about TV this time.
Well, I finished watching. The Scandal one, Anatomy of a Scandal or whatever it was.
It was the Anatomy of a Scandal.
That's what I just said.
Okay, sorry. Didn't.
Pay attention.
I'm sorry. I got distracted.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay.
But anyways, we were debating about the ending. Spoiler for everybody out there who's listening. I didn't like the ending you did. It was...
Yeah, I was quite happy with the ending. Revenge was
You
taken.
Found it vindicating.
Yes, absolutely.
I found it a cheap way out. For
no,
the writing.
No.
Yes.
No.
That's my opinion.
No, because it was going through the whole story all the time, because this is why he had a leverage over the Prime Minister.
But it makes little sense.
It just makes a lot of sense.
Because the crime by the Prime Minister wasn't a real crime, or it isn't provable. There's no evidence of the crime committed.
Well, we never saw that because we didn't see the trial.
But what's the evidence? Think about it. They were there? Who proves it? There was nobody else there.
Yeah, but they gave them the drugs.
How did they prove that?
Because he said so.
Who? Said to
who? The husband said that.
To the wife.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's a hearsay. She says, he told me this, he'll say, I didn't say anything, done. There's nothing you can prove otherwise.
I'm not saying anymore because I'm going to spoil it.
I'm just saying. We're not spoiling, we're just commenting on law.
No, it had a good ending, and I like the ending when she put a smile on her face.
Yeah, you like it because it's vindicating, but it's not.
I don't care. I don't care. I got my vindication.
If it makes sense, it's
fun. It made a lot of sense to me.
It made no sense.
Hang on, let's get. Where was it made?
In England.
There we go. And what were the? Where were the judges? And where did they come from?
England?
Right, thank you very much. You see, this is probably why you don't understand it.
What's the point? I didn't get the point of the English.
Well, because we have a different way of doing things. You're not going to win.
That's a cheap argument. No. I don't take that one. No.
But I enjoyed it. And
it was fun. It was a fun show.
You see, the thing is, the beauty of me watching something is I'm not like you. I don't sit there with the intent of being critical. I've watched movies. And this wasn't one of them, or series, or whatever, when I'm sort of left completely deflated by the ending. I wasn't left deflated by this. I thought the ending was fine. Some movies I go to, what was the point of watching that? I watched that for bloody 3 weeks, and nothing happened.
You've had, like, really disappointing
experiences? Yes, I have.
Experiences?
Don't ask me to give an example, because I can't think of any, because I don't watch that much. And the other one we watched, by the way, Hold Tight, which is
a Polish movie. Yeah, I didn't.
And
there's never
a lot of twists and turns in that one. It was that was quite good. But we did a bit of binge watching.
There you go. By the way, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about
why
about TV shows based on real life. Based on it, what happened was everything got pushed to after the pandemic. So now we are at a point that every single studio, every single network, every single streaming service is bringing out their content that they have shelved during the pandemic for some reason. And everything is coming out at the same time. So right now, for example, shows based on real, billion-dollar companies are coming out at the same time. So we have a show on how WeWork came about. We have a show about Uber, how it came about. We have a show about Theranos. We have a show about the Lakers from the 80s. We have a bunch of these shows coming out. And it is a little bit taxing because, one, that you don't know what's true. All these docudrama TV shows and stuff, they're showing something.
If I'm watching something like that, I would rather just see a straightforward documentary. I'm not interested in seeing it being reenacted. I don't care.
But here's an interesting question, and I'm going to use the example of the Lakers show. The Lakers were a dynasty from the 80s.
What did they do?
The LA Lakers, the basketball team.
Oh, it's the basketball team.
Yeah,
okay.
The basketball team from
LA. The one they throw it in a little loop.
That's the one.
We call it, I think it's basketball or so, or netball, I think.
Netball?
It.
Nice.
Yeah. You should have gone more British. They play it in the girls' schools.
In the girls' schools?
Yeah.
How dare you. Anyways, it's a great game. But anyways, this show was based on a book, okay?
Okay.
And how they're representing the characters, they're representing a little bit bigger than they actually were.
They're very tall.
Bigger in character, not in size.
Okay.
But anyways, a lot of the actual people that are still alive, most of the people on the show are still alive, a lot of the people are suing HBO because how they're being represented on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that interesting because Apple TV Plus just released a documentary of the same thing. But the documentary is produced by the people involved in the story. So who's being more objective
there? Yeah, of course. Apple is being more objective because if I want a documentary, I don't want to see somebody doing an act. It's like I mentioned to you. One documentary I saw was absolutely brilliant. It was the story of Boeing.
Yes.
Okay. That was absolutely brilliant. And it was, well done. The facts were there. The last thing I want to see is a load of actors playing the parts to... I'm not interested in that. If it's going to be a documentary, make it a documentary. If it's going to be a documentary about Uber or whatever, it might be interesting. I don't want to watch a load of actors doing it.
Correct. The problem is when the documentary is being produced by the subject matter.
Yeah, the people actually involved. You can't make it.
But that's problematic because they're going to frame their story as how they want to be perceived. For example, Jerry West, who is the person suing HBO, is being portrayed in the TV show as an anger-fueled rage monster, okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and he's upset about that because they're showing him in a bad light.
Mm-hmm.
But by his own biography, he had troubles with rage and anger.
Mm-hmm.
So now in the documentary, he's talking about the dynasty and how amazing, and he's very low key, and he's suing HBO because of this interpretation of him. But for all intents and purposes, and for all the stories you hear around, he did have a trouble with rage and anger. So who's telling the truth? The person that wants to be shown in a better light in a documentary, and in a documentary that's being produced of him? Or the TV show makers that are trying to be the most objective as possible?
No, because if it's a little bit like you were saying, then if it's being made by as a movie, if you like,
yeah,
and it's not being made with the involvement of these people or people at the time that would counteract his argument. For instance, if Apple are making it as a documentary, and he is saying, oh, he's a sweet guy or whatever, but one of the other people involved in the team would turn around and say, you're joking, this guy was an absolute lunatic, he was always angry, he was... Then that is fine. In a documentary, you're going to get two sides of the story.
That's a problem. I agree with that when it's not being produced by the subject matter. If the documentary is being produced by the guy they're talking about...
Then Apple is just going the other way from the other one. If you're going to do a documentary, it's like, you know, you've got to hear both sides of the story. You're going to do a documentary based on just what one person says? That's not a documentary. That's a monologue or whatever. You have to listen to the for and against arguments.
Documentaries normally don't work that way, I've got to be honest. And let's use another example. The Michael Jordan documentary that came out during the pandemic.
You're using all these sports things. I don't watch sports things.
You didn't watch The Last Dance? It's a great documentary on Netflix, I have to say. The Last Dance. It's a documentary about the last season of Michael Jordan with the Chicago Bulls.
I don't do sports.
Anyways.
I watch Drive to Survive.
That's a good documentary.
Although I haven't watched this last one.
But for example, let's use that example. That documentary is being edited and cut in a way where it's more drama than there actually is. So, is it a documentary? And that's the problem, to be honest, and I have to apologize for this. We keep making the mistake thinking that documentary is journalism. There is a big difference. Documentary is still a TV show. It's still something that is made for entertainment. So sometimes it's being dramatized a little bit more, or they're looking for storylines to make it more interesting.
Then if you're talking about Drive to Survive order, then at the end of the day, that comes down to editing. Because
correct.
When you edit it, you can edit it to give it a slant in whatever direction. There's a lot of people now, for instance, in the motor racing world that are not interested in Netflix. The guy who runs Haas, I can't remember his name off the top of my head.
The American guy?
Yeah, he won't watch it. He's not American, I don't think. But the team is American.
Okay.
He won't watch it. And, you know, we're getting comments now from some of the drivers, some of the teams. Look, you know, this is ridiculous. This is not a TV show. This is a sport.
And I got to be honest, and the drivers have some nuts on them because of that show, they're as popular as they've ever been.
Absolutely. I don't deny that because it's been dramatized.
Well, yeah, but...
You know, it's been... But I'm sorry, from a purist perspective, in my opinion, they're destroying Formula One.
Oh, I disagree.
Liberty is no. Because it's becoming entertainment and not a sport.
It's supposed to be entertainment. It's supposed to be
entertainment, but it's not supposed. Okay, you're going to get me on my toes. The reason that Lewis Hamilton lost was because some guy who was controlling the races set it up because they wanted it to be entertainment. That is the truth of the matter. They wanted it to be entertainment instead of sticking to the rules.
I agree 100%. That is not Drive to Survive's fault. It has nothing to do with it.
No, it's got nothing to do with
it.
I'm talking about Drive to Survive is a sidebar, but it's typical of the American, because it's now Formula One, for heaven's sake, is now owned by Americans.
Yes.
This is why you get, now we got another Grand Prix in Miami. Hang, possibly at the cost of Monaco?
No,
we're getting big Americanized now.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now, they want to do this possibly at the cost of the Monaco Grand Prix. I'm not a great lover of the Monaco Grand Prix. It's a tight street racing circuit, but it's a tradition. It's always been. It's been one of the best races on the calendar because of its location and the if you like, the glamour and everything that goes with it.
Agree.
And now we're getting all this sort of, oh, well, we're going to have one in Miami. Oh, then we'll have another one in Austin, Texas. And, you know, I mean, I have not been as interested in watching it this year than I have, because they destroyed it. They destroyed all the credibility for me personally.
Your driver sucks.
I mean, I know. I've been, I know. He does, but that's murdering. That's neither here nor there. That happens to everybody. It can happen to Schumacher. Yeah. You put Michael Schumacher in a bad car, he's not going to win.
I agree. The car's not good.
So the situation we have here is that I've lost interest in it because Lewis Hamilton was actually had his championship stolen.
Agree. I agree with that.
So why should I, you know, if they're going to do that, then why should I be interested? I've been watching Formula One since I was a little kid, when I used to go and watch motor racing. I used to go and watch Graham Hill, Jim Clark, Jack Brabham, all these people racing at Brands Hatch, all the original. So I've watched motor racing all my life. But now I'm going, what you did was so wrong. They destroyed the, in a way, the purity of the sport for me, because they bent the rules
to have a good show.
And that's not what it's about. And anyway, I'm not going to get angry. I'm going to leave it to Disturbed and let him do the anger with the Sound of Silence.
Disturb the sound.
go. Disturbed and the Sound of Silence. That's got that out of my system. I tell you what.
Just beautiful song. Beautiful song. Full
It's one of my... It's probably my best...
Cover?
Cover.
It's a great cover.
Yeah. And
really happy song.
Hey, Marilyn Monroe.
Yes.
Documentary. I think you and I both tried watching that. Well, it was a little bit late when the good lady decided to to watch that, and I fell asleep.
I fell asleep as well.
And I said, "Well, what was the?" I said to the next day, "What was the outcome?" Well, they determined that
she died.
Everything was arranged and whatever. I said, "Yeah, but we've always known that."
It was a murder, not a suicide.
Yeah, I don't think there's many people that have much of a doubt as to what happened.
How old was she? Like 20 something?
No, I think she was 30 something.
She made it to 30?
I think so. I'll check.
It's a great question.
You talk amongst yourselves as you do.
No, what do you think? By the way, in the Met Gala, Kim Kardashian wore the actual Marilyn Monroe "Happy Birthday, Mr. President"
dress.
Yeah,
but Marilyn Monroe looked good in it.
Oh, shots fired at the Kardashian lady.
Just because you got money and you're wearing a dress doesn't mean it's going to look good.
I'm going to argue with you. That's fine.
No, because I told you just now, don't argue with me. It's my show.
Super fair, no, right? My show, my rules.
But
yeah, Marilyn Monroe. I the documentary seemed interesting. I love myself a good documentary, especially conspiracy theory documentaries. Big fan. But...
She was 36 when 36. She died.
36. Okay, mm-hmm. A little older than I expected, I gotta be honest. I thought she was younger. Somebody's saying...
Somebody there.
Mm-hmm. Saying hi to Christina.
Here we go. Bye-bye.
There you go. But I find it interesting because we were talking about TV shows and documentaries. Mm. I love me a documentary, and I hate the fact that I watch a documentary, and then they're like, oh, here's a TV show of the documentary you just saw. It is happening again with a... I remember there was a... super good documentary on Netflix, a true crime documentary called mm-hmm. The Staircase. Did you ever see that? The Staircase on Netflix? It's about an author, like one of these like classic American authors that mm-hmm. write, like mm-hmm. John Grisham kind of mm-hmm. writers, that he was accused of murdering his wife. And there was a huge documentary on Netflix about it and the whole case and everything. And now they're bringing out the TV show. I was like, why are they doing this? I already saw this not too long ago. I'm talking about 2 years ago. And now they have a TV show literally retelling what I just saw at the documentary.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why that keeps happening. We are at a moment of TV that there's so much content. There is so much content that at the moment it starts becoming redundant. Mm-hmm. And in this case, it's a redundancy. If I just saw a documentary about this whole story... What is there for me to find out watching this TV show? Same thing with the WeWork TV show. I just saw a year ago, I saw a documentary on WeWork.
Mm-hmm.
And now they have a TV show starring...
But I wouldn't be interested in watching a TV show, an acted show about it. If it's going to be about WeWork or Uber or whatever, I would like to watch it as an Uber. Like I say, I keep referring back because it was so good. Was the story of Boeing and how they failed and why they failed. And you've got different arguments, you've got different people talking about different, their different perspectives on what happened. And it was amazing because they were taken over by this group that were only interested in the money.
In making money.
And whereas Boeing originally were about quality and whatever, they cut corners. And it's all to do, of course, with the,
accidents.
The MAX. And how they covered it up. I mean, they knew they had a problem.
By the way,
knew there was a problem, and they covered it up.
I chose the worst moment to watch that documentary.
Well, you were going on a trip.
I literally was on a plane.
You're on a plane. Yes.
I downloaded it to watch it on a plane.
Quickly getting out of the safety.
And I was so scared throughout the whole plane ride. So I was like, this is the worst idea.
Getting out the safety instructions to find out what type of plane it is.
Let me off.
I've
never been so scared on an airplane after watching a documentary going on a trip. The worst idea I've ever done.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But that's a great documentary. I don't know why I'm getting a lot into documentaries, but I do need... And you criticize this a lot of me, that I'm very critical of what I watch, on the production team of who's making this, and not just entertainment. I want to know if what I'm watching, is there too much subjectivity, because there's going to be subjectivity in everything you watch, the TV show or documentary or whatever, because it's not journalism. But even journalism is subjective at this age. But when I watch the Boeing documentary, if it's a completely independent group that is making this documentary, I'm more interested than if it's Boeing itself making a documentary.
Oh, no, because Boeing would have their own slant. I mean, a good documentary is not made by the people that is being discussed. The documentary is made about the people that have been not so.
By the way, I have the same reaction with movies. For example, we have a difference of opinion regarding the Queen biopic that played a couple years ago. And I was not a fan, you were a big fan. And one of the reasons I was not a big fan of is because when you look at the production team, you can tell there is subjectivity in the story, because it is only the perspective of one of the band members, and they want to shine a positive light on them, which I'm sure it wasn't all positive. You know what I'm trying to say?
I'm going to be confused about what aspect?
The Queen, the band.
The series.
The band, no, the band Queen.
Oh, the Banquet. Oh,
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, but it's on Netflix.
Yeah, you can watch it as many times.
Thank
By the way,
yeah.
if you see the there's a YouTube clip of the performance at Wembley,
mm-hmm.
side by side with the performance of the actor,
mm-hmm.
and you can tell why I was so upset with the performance.
Why?
Because it's rubbish, as
why?
You say. It's not a good performance. It is an overacted performance.
It was okay, but
an Oscar-winning performance, supposedly.
No, I agreed with you. It wasn't.
You did?
I agreed. It was not an Oscar-winning performance.
Really? Wow, this is news to me.
No. It was good. Okay, but it wasn't. I mean, for me, it wasn't an Oscar. It wasn't an Oscar. It wasn't an Oscar winner.
He didn't even sing.
Well,
normally when actors win an Oscar for musicals, they freaking sing. Just saying.
There's some acts that don't sing either.
There's some what?
Some pop groups.
Billy
Vanilli.
Billy Vanilli.
I'm just looking at, so you see what is on. Ozark is something I'm watching. It's something I keep going backwards and forwards to. See, they've got a new game show called Bullsh.
Actually, I've seen it.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. It must have been the title that drew you to that one.
You know what's funny? How Netflix does shows. There's this show on Netflix called Is It Cake? It was a huge hit.
Oh, yes, I watched some of that. You know, there's one which I really did enjoy, which was called Glow Up.
It's about makeup?
It's about makeup.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed those. Firstly, you had such a diverse group of people that were doing this. But some of the things that they came up with, and they really put them through. It wasn't just a question of doing a nice makeup. Okay, with prosthetics and all sorts of other things. And that fascinated me. I'm hoping they're going to bring a new one out, because that one I really did enjoy. We've got Meltdown, the 3 Mile Island. I guess that is another documentary.
But you know how Is It Cake came about? And this is how Netflix functions. They saw that on YouTube there was a bunch of views of people actually doing this, of making cakes and trying to do the tests of people seeing if they can recognize if it's a cake or it's a real object.
Mm-hmm.
And they saw there was a bunch of views, and they're like, let's do this. Let's hire an actor that's not widely known to host it. Let's have a cheap studio with a cheap set. And you can tell the set is very minimalistic. Mm-hmm. And let's see how it goes. And the show is a huge hit.
And they did another one which was good, about chocolate. They had this chef who was amazing, French chef, of what he could create with chocolate.
Okay.
And it was a similar thing. It was a competition between them, and they had to do certain things. But you learn, you see how a lot of the techniques are done, things like that. That was quite enjoyable.
I don't know, man. All I know is
I like chocolate.
You do like chocolate.
You never bring me any, but...
I've tried. They always stop me at the door. Christina's like, no chocolate for Jerry. I have to say, before I go, I have to say, Netflix, talking about TV shows, I said there's a lot, there's redundancy, and I think we're going to see a lot less in the upcoming years, because people are down on streaming right now. Streaming costs are exploding. Content prices are exploding, and I think places like Netflix, HBO, Disney are going to produce less and less content.
Well,
and they're going to try to make
it. Netflix are losing how many members? They're losing a lot. I see we now have got Men in Black International. I haven't seen that.
That's a rubbish film. It's not good.
Well, I'll probably enjoy it then.
You probably will.
Yeah, well, there we go then. That's it. Bye bye.
By the way, your favorite next week, superhero movie. Here we go.
Here we go.
We're back.
Oh, yes. So you'll be in a good
mood. Me and Jasmine.
Next week.
Yeah. Just rocking it out.
All right, Andreas. Andreas Clement, as always. And it's nice having you with us since 5 o'clock this morning.
Yeah. I'll be here at 4 next week. Take care, my friend.
All the best. Andreas Clement with us here on this morning's breakfast show. And that has brought us to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
We'll be right back.
don't give a damn, a damn, a damn.
We go two in a row. We started off with Joe Walsh and Life's Been Good, and followed on their request from Christopher this morning. Christopher Bowman, good morning to you, Christopher. Thanks for that, and wishes everybody a good morning. It's Jerry D, Yasmin, and listeners. I love it. He always puts it in plural. May we please hear Inner Circle cover of Games People Play, and that's the one we just played for you. Time, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we're just a few seconds away from 23 minutes after the after the hour of 9, as we make our way up to 10. And it's time to welcome my guest for this segment of the program. Welcome back to Diego Ferro. Good morning to you, Diego.
Hello, Jerry. How's it going?
And it helps if I turn your mic on. Good morning, Diego.
Oh, my. Good morning. Good morning.
There we go. Hey, well, congratulations. As I was telling the listeners, we've had Bob. Now we've got Billy.
Yeah,
Billy the truck. and no doubt soon we'll have Pat the postman. And
I love it. It's a good way.
I think it's great. I mean, it's just so nice giving them names, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, instead of sort of saying, you know, oh yes, well we've got this recycling truck. Billy sounds much better.
Yeah, it's a good way to get it identified out there.
How long has it taken you to put this together?
Well, this whole thing started when the pandemic started to hit here in Panama,
right,
around March,
right,
2020. And we saw the restrictions going on inside of Panama City, and that affected all the different initiatives in terms of recycling. So what we did as a group is we got together and started deliberating at what we need to do to actually get this going again. And it doesn't happen that all the public places and all the other places that people took their materials were gone for a long period of time. People were accumulating for more than 2-3 months that they had no other room in their places. So we decided to invest our time and our efforts into providing a mobile service that could also help our objective, which is educating people in proper management of waste. So we decided to build this truck so that we could provide a recollection and at the same time educate people while this pandemic was going. And a year and almost 9 months later, we have Billy Truck, and it's starting to make some noise.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah,
you can get the exhaust fixed. You can
For sure.
Or better still, put a straight-through exhaust on so everybody knows you're coming. And so how did you go about that? I mean, you've got a lot of sponsorship towards this. I mean, getting a truck is no easy feat.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a long process. I mean, and everyone gets excited at first about it, but it comes down to following up on it, and a lot of different brands were excited about it, but unfortunately they didn't follow up on it, and all others did. So we got support from a lot of different brands, and I'm really excited about them because it's well-known brands here in Panama, and at the same time they're identified with what we're doing. So it's a match made in heaven, if you want to put it that way.
Because what I would like to say, well, we're just talking before we went on air there. I mean, the whole idea would be to be able to deal with recycling en masse, and I guess the sort of two is, firstly, to do it properly, it has to be privatized. Rubbish collection needs to be privatized, and you know, you've heard it every time somebody comes in here to me, I say the same thing, because it doesn't make sense having it under the control of the, mm-hmm. you know, how much longer you can keep filling Serapathic on, you know, it's
like having a carpet in the house and putting everything below it. It's gonna fall apart.
It's a brush underneath the carpet. No, absolutely. Yeah. But the other thing, I mean, and as a private enterprise, you know, you go to, but you know, I could also envision something like with government support. In actual fact, you know, is that you have in different districts or in, you know, little corregimentos or little areas like Paitia and maybe it's, you know, areas, places where people can actually go in each area to get rid of their rubbish. I mean, it's funny, you know, we were talking to Andreas earlier on, we were talking about movies and how the number of movie theatres have, you know, there's so many now. Mm-hmm. And he says, yeah, because, you know, people don't want to go very far. You know, and then, you know, this could also apply to what we're saying. You know, I've got rubbish. I would love to just sort of be able to go, you know, down the road or 5 or 10 minute drive in the car and dump all my bits and pieces and come away and then somebody come and pick it up every week. And if we could do that en masse, you know, around the town, and this is a start because, I mean, you know, you've got your Billy truck, but you've got to keep running after it. I mean, wait, I got to go.
Yeah. I mean, I wish we had more locations, but yeah, it's a start.
Don't go to Costa Leste because they don't want you.
No, they do want us over there. They definitely do want us. And part of developing the project was getting out of Costa Leste, because a lot of people, we've actually done a great job in that community, and a lot of different buildings have their own clean collection point. And it's about getting the message out there. So with this project, we're dividing it into four phases. This first phase is four different locations, plus the two that we're adding on Friday in San Miguelito. Mm-hmm. And on the second phase, we're going to add four more and going to expand our the ways that we're working. Nowadays, we're going to be working 2 days a week on Tuesdays and Fridays,
right,
the first 3 months. Mm-hmm. Then after that, we're going to be working Tuesdays, Thursdays and Fridays for the next 3 months. And on the third part, which is the third trimester, I guess you could say, we're going to be working Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. And on the last part, on the last trimester, we're going to add Saturdays, and we're going to go to the west side of Panama and also to Villa Saita. Well, everything within the locations of Do It Center and Global Bank.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's excellent. So, I mean, would there be, for instance, is it, you know, because Do It Center, there are plenty of those. I mean, and they've got, good areas for parking and that.
Yeah.
Is that they could put, do they already have sort of storage bins for different products? That,
not yet, but yeah. I'm pretty sure they're
but that would complement what you're doing.
And yeah, for sure.
And again, you know, it's a little bit like I was saying, if I know I can drive to my local Do It Center get, because the recycling thing I think is so important. And, you know, to have bins in the house with plastic and tin and whatever is no big deal.
Yeah.
But it's, well, okay, you know, my wife and I said, well, we're collecting plastic bottles. Well, eventually the house got so, you know, we were sticking our way through them. But no, I mean, I think this is great. And from what you're saying, this is eventually going to be a regular service with regular routes and
yeah, that's what we're looking for. Mm-hmm. And also to grow with it. I mean, this is the initial part. We're starting to see the dynamic, how is it unfolding. And so far, yesterday was our first day, and it was a complete success based
on the
amount of communication we've given to it.
Right.
And all the plastic got filled up, and it was a two-hour span. So we need definitely to get it more out there so people can get used to it. We know the time and the dates are not easy for everyone, but it's also part of the logistic that we have to deal with. I mean, every time we do this dynamic like we did yesterday, we got to take it to one of the allies of the project, which is Recimetal. We got to take the material, it's got to get weighted, and we got to get those results so that we can inform the people that what we're doing, actually, it's making a difference. It's exported.
Absolutely.
It's not going to Cerro Patacón and all that.
That was going to be my next sort of question, because, I mean, collecting it is one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're collecting it in what segments?
Each date, we're going to be collecting six different materials. On a consistent basis, we're going to be collecting plastic in two denominations, which is PET1 and HDPE2. Which is the most commons we accumulate at home.
Okay.
And also cardboard. The other three, we're going to be alternating month by month. On this month in May, we're going to be collecting tin cans, aluminum cans, and Tetra Pak. And then in June, we're going to be collecting glass bottles in their different colors, in green, amber, and in clear or transparent, however you want to call it. And that's going to be our dynamic month by month. Like in July, we'll go back to tin cans, aluminum cans, and Tetra Pak. And then in August, we'll go back to glass. But on a consistent basis, we're going to be collecting cardboard and those two types of plastics I previously mentioned. Because they're the most volume in each one of the activities we've done. Those cardboard and plastic, they accumulate the most amount of volume.
Okay. And I've got one sort of comment. From an actual fact, Neil, our co-producer, is here in Panama right now. He says, oh, good, where do we take old TVs, because he says, I've got TVs under the bed, I've got TVs in it. And, you know, we don't want to just throw it out, because these things, you know, firstly, the TVs today, the screens, the stuff that's in it. Where do you take old electrical equipment?
Well, there's actually a company called Panama Recicla.
Okay.
And takes all of the electronic devices, small sizes, of course. I suggest that would be the best way to start, because they're actually going to pick it apart and take advantage of
and
the stuff.
They'll sort of strip it down, and so it'll be properly recycled. Yeah. So thank you very much for doing it.
Yeah, because people don't realize there's a lot of different materials inside of it.
Absolutely.
They think that the TV is going to magically disappear and convert into, I don't know, a microwave or something like that, but it takes time and it takes effort, and a lot of people have to work on it and see what's actually in it to...
It's
to
the
take
same
advantage of.
With cell phones, especially, because now, I mean, there's a shortage of the minerals and what that they need to, so the more we can recycle, the better. I mean, what is your dream, Diego? How would you like to see this sort of, where would you like to see us in 10 years' time?
Well, I mean, I am a dreamer to start. I think that's the one reason I've kept consistently doing this throughout 10 years so far. And the main thing is I want to see a different type of Panama, because people don't realize how good this impacts every single part of our society. Having clean streets, it's not only about having a person that's going to brush it off every now and then. It's about collecting our waste and then taking advantage of it, because there's a lot of treasures in it. And when we do that, not only we look better as a country, our tourism is going to go better. People are going to value Panama because they have empathy, and that's one thing right now that it's lacking in our society.
This is one of my big frustrations, because we always hear about, well, yes, you know, we've got to get tourists, we need to bring the tourists in, we need to do that. And, you know, just walking around the other day, just in the local area here, I'm sorry to put in a plain English, there's shit everywhere. You know, you walk over the bridge that goes over to Multicentro. There's rubbish on every single step.
Yeah, and the smell.
And I mean, you know, and it's not the fault of the people, because, you know, I can't believe in this day and age you still see these ladies on the street with a wooden handle with half a sort of oil, plastic oil container cut to make, and they're sweeping it. Yeah. You know, this isn't how you do it. And this is the problem. You know, even if the waste collection system was dealt with on a municipal level, it would be better. Give the municipalities the ability to collect the rubbish and to privatize it themselves, you know, within their own head.
Yeah.
Because if we can't keep our own country and our streets clean, where is our pride?
Yeah. Well, you know, that's exactly the thing. There's no honor.
No,
it
didn't. You know, and I do get so frustrated. You go down to the Republic of the China, down the road there. At one time, I went down there. Was an old sofa and a chair and a whole load of rubbish. You know, and just and the grass growing high. And I'm thinking, if I was a tourist, and we're not tourist orientated, let alone just the rubbish. But I mean, our sidewalks.
Yeah, they're
more dangerous than driving, believe it or not.
Completely agree.
This all is connected. You know, we talk about, you know, the recycling, and I just think, you know, It's a bit of what can we do as an individual. And sometimes I feel like taking my own goddamn dustpan and brush down to those steps and start sweeping it up and just sort of trying to shame people into doing it. But well, you know what they do? Don't you say, well, that guy's going to do it. Let's leave him on his own.
Yeah, there's a random guy that comes every now and then and tries to brush it.
But no, yeah. I mean, I think you guys, I mean, you know, all of you guys, and we had Robin the other week, Rob, about Wanda, mm-hmm. And how that is going to work, and actually collecting the rubbish and sort of taking it out of the water. I mean, I think what you guys are doing are absolutely brilliant. I just wish you could, you know, you could do more, but you're starting from, the expression I've got up there, my little sort of thing. That's when I joined the Royal Air Force, a little shield up there.
Oh, okay.
And you see the acorns, because the acorns were the motto, was from little acorns, big oak trees grow.
Yeah.
And this is exactly it, you know, because you're starting and from here you're going to build up on it. Yeah. But we're going to take a piece of music. We're going to take a little piece of music. So, and this is one we played the other day. Yes, you remember. Remember we played, because you're the one that got it out when we were doing Born This Day. My old man's a dustman.
Mm-hmm.
He wears it. Yeah, Lonnie Donegan.
Uh-huh.
So that's rather apt, isn't it? So we're going to play that.
Now here's a little story to tell it. Here's a must about an unsung hero that moves away a dust. Some people make a fortune, others earn it. My old man don't earn much. Skint. Oh, my old man's a dustman. He wears a dustman's hat. He wears gold blimey trousers and he lives in the council flat. He looks a proper nana in his great big golf nail boots. He's got such a job to pull them up, but he calls them daisy roots. Some folks give tips at Christmas and some of them forget. So when he picks their bins up, he spills some on the step. Now one old man got nasty and to the council wrote. Next time my old man went round there, he punched him up the throat. Oh, my old man's a dustman. He wears a dustman's hat. He wears gold blimey trousers and he lives in a council flat. I say, Les.
Yeah?
I found a police dog in my dustbin.
Well, how do you know he's a police dog?
He had a policeman with him. Though my old man's a dustman, he's got an heart of gold. He got married recently, though he's 86 years old. We said, here, hang on, Dad, you're getting past your prime. He said, well, when you get my age, it helps to pass the time. Oh! My old man's a dustman, he wears a dustman's hat. He wears gold blimey trousers and he lives in the council flat. I say. My dustbin's full of lilies.
Well, throw them away, then.
I can't, Lily's wearing them. One day whilst in a hurry, he missed a lady's bin. He hadn't gone but a few yards when she chased after him.
What game do you think you're playing?
She cried right from the heart.
You've missed me, am I too late?
Now jump up on the cart. He wears a dustman's hat. He wears gold blimey trousers and he lives in the council flat. I say.
That's you again.
My dustbin's absolutely full with toadstools.
How do you know it's full?
Cause there's not much room inside. He found a tiger's head one day, nailed to a piece of wood. The tiger looked quite miserable, but I suppose he should. Just then from out a window, a voice began to wail. He said, oi, where's me tiger's head?
4 foot from his tail.
Oh, my old man, the dustman, he wears a dustman's hat. He wears gold blimey trousers and he lives in a council flat. Next time you see a dustman looking all pale and sad, don't kick him in the dustbin. It might be my old dad.
Aseo, limpiamos la ciudad. Limpiamos la ciudad todo el día con mi pachita de ron.
Cambiamos la ciudad.
Llevamos la basura a cerro. ¡Papacón!
Limpiamos la ciudad.
Hoy, señor pesador, pesa mi chatarra.
Limpiamos la ciudad.
Hoy, señor pesador, pesa mi chatarra.
Limpiamos la ciudad.
Yo tengo bronce, cobre, aluminio. Ni el mob, no.
Limpiamos la ciudad.
Hoy, señor mecánico, repara mi camión, please.
Limpiamos la ciudad.
Hoy, señor alcalde, repara mi camión, please.
Limpiamos la ciudad.
Se daña una vez, dos, tres veces. Señor morador, tírame la toalla. Pasa algo, loco, pasa algo. Hoy, señor morador, tírame la toalla. Al cafecito, loco. Reduce, reusa, recicla.
Limpiamos la ciudad.
Reduce, reusa, recicla.
I love that. First of all, we had Lonnie Donegan, My Old Man's a Dustman, as I was explaining the other day when we played that the first time. A dustman in the UK is the man who goes around and picks up your rubbish. I mean, it's like the guys that go running behind the trucks here and put the rubbish in. That would have been a dustman, but they put most of it in the truck and not on the road. And then following on there, remember, do you remember ASEO? But then it became the AAUD, doesn't it?
Yep,
so
exactly.
That was Shorty and Slim. And so I must tell them they've got to do a remake now called AAUD, or whatever they call it. So let me ask you, because apart from, you know, the fact that you've gone up and running, we've got Willie the wagon, or Willie the truck running around, or Billy.
Billy, yeah.
Billy, yeah. So Willie is something completely different. But then again, that's English. You've obviously got operating expenses. Now, the rubbish you collect, are you able to turn that into cash?
Yeah. That's part of one of the areas that we're maintaining this project going. Mm. I mean, mm. obviously we got sponsors, which has helped us greatly with everything in terms of logistic, in terms of the personnel that we have to hire for each day.
Right.
But with that, it's another entry so that we can actually build on it. It's pennies at the beginning, obviously.
Sure.
But if we keep building up on it and we have consistency, we'll start growing in volume, and that also is going to impact us positively. It's funny because it's completely related to how the dynamic is being built. And we're only working now two days a week, on Tuesdays and Fridays.
Right.
And most people in social media are like, why is it only from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.? Why only on Tuesdays? Why only on Fridays? I mean...
But that's a good thing.
Yeah.
You see?
It's positive because at that time, most people have actually access to, you know, go around and move around because it's close to lunchtime.
Right.
And also because we need to give this material to the company that also has a schedule. If we don't provide it the same day, we have to use another day, and that means a different kind of budget to get the personnel, to drive the truck, to take it there, just to give the material and give and place the truck back where it's parked. So it's part of what we have to do in order to make it sustainable for us, because people think that we are this huge company or whatnot. They forget that we're a non-government organization.
Sure.
I mean, we're
small.
We have a small budget. We're working with everything we have to provide solutions to make things impact in a different way. But obviously, we don't have unlimited resources.
Sure. I mean, it's interesting because you say, okay, you collect your rubbish, then you deliver it. Do you deliver it to more than one place or
just one?
Just one. Yeah. So they will take all that.
Yeah, and we actually provide it separately, which is the right way to handle it, because it makes it easier for them,
of course,
so that they can actually export it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, it's about providing that information in each collection date so that people can improve in what they're bringing. Because whenever we actually go to a place, whether it's a school, whether it's a company, whether it's a public or a private entity, and we give our speeches, we sensibilize people, we tell them how to recycle, what's the materials, how to separate it. The first question that always pops into mind is, okay, so where do I take it?
Right. Sure.
Now you have an opportunity to do it, and we're going to be in different places. So if you can take it, if you can do it, and if you don't do it right, it's okay. You're going to get better. It's a process.
Okay, let me ask you, because... to me, this is a sort of fairly logical question, is that you have a truck and you're going around picking up the rubbish to be segregated and recycled, and you're taking it to a company that takes that for recycling. Where are their trucks?
Well, the thing is that...
If that is my business, I would have trucks on the street.
Yeah, it sounds easy like that, but it's also... a lot of, a lot of budget that has to go on the personnel that they have on site. And people think that these materials, they generate quite a bit. It's a common misconception. I mean, when I say pennies, it's literally pennies. So in order for that to grow and it to make it like into sizable budget, you would have to recollect tons of volume, like tons. And so far, with our truck, we only have a capacity of 2 tons.
Right.
And it's going
to
take some time to develop into having consistently 2 tons of materials inside of it. We're starting from the very, very least to try to grow it into that with just one truck. So, and also, because most of the things that people... most of the things that people generate on their houses are not properly managed for them to actually do it the right way. They would have to have a pickup truck or several trucks, and that takes a lot of money to purchase, so that they can collect different types of waste on different dates. And there's no dynamic for that here. It takes a lot of organization. And if you ask me, it have to be a state plan, like for the whole country, with the proper set of rules, so that the private sector can implement it. But we don't have that. We have laws. But without following up, it's a big of a...
Well, there are lots of laws. But we have no problem with laws. We just have problem with enforcement.
Excellent.
And what I said, you know, because I mentioned, because I live here in Paitia. And this would be an ideal place for you to put some, you know, places where you could dispose of your rubbish. You can have glass, crystal, gold, silver.
Gold might be a trouble for some people, yeah, if we have it out there. But yeah.
And not only that, you see, we don't have to go far because we send the maid. You know?
But yeah, I mean, there is a lot of communities that have easy access. And if you ask me, every single building that has more than 4 or 5 stories should have their own collection point with, like, at least a minimum of 4 or 5 different materials.
Well, let me put it this way. Let's just say, for here, perhaps, you know, we are sort of rubbish conscious, and we would put downstairs, you know, where we in our disposal area, we could have, you know, a container there for plastic, for paper, for, you know, like you say, Tetra Pak or whatever, and we would have put it in there. Who would collect it? Could we get anybody to collect? If we decided we wanted to segregate.
Yeah, nowadays you could. Yeah, and it's been growing since we started. There's a lot of different companies that provide that service. For buildings, for batches, like here in Panama, we say. And
because as it is, we have a private company collecting our rubbish because the government company never turned up.
Yeah, and it doesn't have the capacity, and also doesn't have, and I have no problem with saying that, for me, it doesn't have the leadership to actually change it and provide a better service. Mm-hmm. It's completely comfortable with doing the least minimum, and it's sad because we need it in Panama. There's so many communities that you can see the piles of rubbish just standing there waiting for it to be collected. Mm-hmm. Not even in a proper way to actually get collected. It's just piling up, and that's when the rain comes. That's when animals come, break everything, and now we have Wanda that's going to be collecting that. Thanks God. But it's sad. We need more investment in this area. And it's going to make everyone better. It's going to make our country better. And like I said, it's going to impact different parts of our economy. For example, tourism.
Yeah. And I mean, if you had a company, again, it gets back to privatization, but if you had a company that was collecting the city's rubbish en masse, and then it goes away and it's sorted and it takes out the metal, because they have all the equipment to do it, they can do it very quickly. And at the end of the day, yes, there is a certain amount which would be burnt. It wouldn't be put in the ground. It would be, you know, burnt. But when you're burning it, you can create electricity.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just saying, you know, there's so many ups. And all I see right now is we pick up the rubbish, we take it to Sarah Patagon and hope it doesn't catch fire. And by the way, the people in Costa del Este, you don't like the rubbish, you're living on it.
It used to be one of the places,
That was one
of and the funny thing is that most of what we generate, it's organic. And you can create a lot of different things.
Absolutely.
For compost, I mean.
Absolutely. That's something in every England, you know, we have gardens, I guess. That's one of the, at the bottom of every garden is a compost heap.
Yeah.
And you put it in.
And that's the best way to actually take advantage of what you mostly generate in each house.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all the inorganics in terms of plastic, cardboard, paper, Tetra Pak, cans, and their different specifications. I mean, obviously, you would have to get those collected, but in order for those to be recycled, you would have to treat them on your own.
Yeah.
Just clean it like it was a dish.
Sure. No, exactly. Rinse out the Tetra Pak and the bottles.
And that's it. After that, completely different thing. No flies around it. No bad smell.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it out also for the people that have to collect it. It's more honorable.
Of course it is.
It is easier. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, look, on that, we're going to have to go. But just quickly remind everybody, you've got 2 days a week right now.
Yeah.
And it's from 11 till 1, you say?
Yeah, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Mm-hmm. And we just started yesterday with the Do It Center at 12 de Octubre. We are going to be this Friday at Corregimiento Belisario Frias in the Complejo Deportivo Torrijos Carter. And we're going to be collecting this month Plastico PET1, Plastic HDPE2, cardboard, aluminum cans, tin cans, and Tetra Pak. And next Tuesday, we're going to be on the Global Bank of Brisas del Gol. That's the 10th of May.
Mm-hmm.
So for those communities, just follow us up on social media and at Costa Recicla,
mm-hmm.
And you can find out the whole trimester for this part of the year, May, June, and July. The whole calendar for different dates is already up. So if you want to see where the Billy Truck's going to be, just hit us up on social media.
All right. I'll tell you what, Gaz. Why don't we make a note of it? So say if it's, Tuesdays and Fridays?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Tuesdays and Fridays.
Let's on Monday tell everybody where they're going to be Tuesday. And on Thursday, tell them where everybody's going to be on Friday and what rubbish they've collected, so we can give everybody a bit of advance notice as well.
Oh, I appreciate that, okay. Jerry. That would be awesome.
That's okay. Yeah, we do try. You know. So poor Yasmin's now got something else to do. She's now the rubbish disposal information lady. Hey, Diego, thanks again. And thanks for what you guys are doing. And also a big thanks to your sponsors. That's what we need. Clean the city. And get the rubbish off the streets. And that's it. We're way over. So it's time for me to say ta-ta. Big thanks this morning to Andres Clemente, who was with me earlier on, of course, now to Diego. And we'll be keeping you up to date on disposing of your rubbish. Also, of course, big thanks to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio, my producer, my IT person, and now my rubbish disposal advisory person as well. Oh, she got so many things to do. Big thanks to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, for her little piece this morning, to my co-producer, Neil Danby. And also to the boys and girls of Grupo Grado to keep us up and running. And to you, our listeners, advertisers, and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning, same time, 6 o'clock in the morning. So whatever it is you're doing between now and then, do it carefully. Remember, I want to be talking to you tomorrow, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Quiroz, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24, you publish it, you'll sell it.